Were there ever any other problems with the water supply in Burnaby at that time? Did you ever?
No, we never. We got nothing that caused us to say, whatever you get in, you know, all the different things.
Little tainted water scares.
Yeah, we never did run into that. It was just dirty water. That was all.
So all the shirts came out a little brown after wash day sometimes.
Well, I guess in those days, you know, you go back, 79, and you go back to that. They wouldn't have the problems, I don't think. You see, there wouldn't be that much industry. There wouldn't be so much water used. I don't know what their consumption is now, but I imagine it's only maybe twice or three times as much as it used to be. But one thing you had to be damn sure is, like, if you get a break in the middle of the night, for instance, you have to go out and fix it. And there's not always any other way of helping you around the break than there is just flushing it out when you finish it and got the piece that broke, got out new and put in, then you flush it. Well, all you do is you flush it, or all we used to do was flush out the main, you see. But now, I understand that they cut a lot of the old piece out, and then they'll put chlorine in it in the area and try and leave it maybe. I don't know how they handle a real bad break anymore, because it's not the same as we did, I know. Mm-hmm.
And then what was chlorinated at that time?
Chlorine?
Chlorinated?
Oh, water? Yeah. Well, yeah. Did you taste it? Where do you live?
I'm over in the west side of Burnaby.
In Burnaby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I noticed this morning they must have given it a good shot of chlorine. I can tell when there's water in there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something you get used to, you know what I mean? But we don't put the chlorine in the water. The water is put in by GVRD.
Okay, and that was always
that's
the
what you got. Yeah, when I say when I talk about chlorine, it's when there's been a break.
Oh, I see.
Then there's dirt and that in there. Then we used to flush it then and wash it with chlorine, you see. But they got the more sophisticated equipment now. Mm-hmm. They do a hell of a good job, from what I can understand, in keeping it clean now by using the new. There's a lot of new equipment. Oh my God! If I go up, I'm around and I happen to go by one of the pumping stations and I see the truck there, sometimes I'll just stop to talk to the guy to see what is going on. And, you know, there's no comparison between what there was when I retired, what there is now. They've got more sophisticated times, and they could almost do anything they want with the water now.
Can you think of something, though, during your career that you're particularly proud of accomplishing? Was there a major accomplishment or problem solved? A major accomplishment or a problem solved that really helped the water system in Burnaby?
I'm sorry, I just didn't hear you.
I'm wondering if there was a major accomplishment that you're particularly proud of, or a problem that arose during your years.
Well,
the water system.
What I did appreciate, and I imagine they do now, was the way the fellows handled anything that was of a major nature, because they had maybe a backhoe and a couple of trucks, and that would be the whole fleet, you know. Mm. Now, I mean, they've got trucks galore, yeah, and they've got equipment, and they've got backhoes. But I've noticed, and I don't know how much it is, but I've noticed that there's, I don't know whether they've got any of their own maintenance crews, construction crews, mm, or not. Mm-hmm. They'd have maintenance crews, yes, because who would know the system better than the village? But I don't know whether they farm and do their own construction or whether it's all farmed out. Mm-hmm. I would think that it's all farmed out. Mm-hmm. You see it in the papers every once in a while. Tenders will be, you know, mm-hmm, and they all, I'm sure they, because I see the trucks all around, I know whose, mm-hmm, they are, mm-hmm, and I guess it's the way to go, because we had 8 or 10 crews at one time, mm, but then they decided by getting these companies competing against one another, they got a better price. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But as far as, I don't know, I just think that the men that we had in those days were about as conscientious as they could be. I never had one crew that we had to jack up or tell that they weren't hitting the ball, you know. It's just, I guess all you could say is that we had the area divided into three. We had the system divided into three. There was South Waterworks Center and North, and there was a foreman in charge of every one of those. And they got to the point where if they had to, they knew all the stuff in there, but if need be, they could switch over and go and help the other one out. And they could back and forth all the time. But it was, I don't think there was anything, it was just, I was very fortunate in having some damn good men that knew what they were doing, and we would send them on courses so that, mm-hmm, they would as best we could. Mm-hmm. But things of, you know, it's, you think back in the old days, you think back like the time that that earthquake hit North Burnaby when the Barnett School, mm, was shaken off, you know. Well, not only did it take the school and shifted off its moorings, but they, there was an old 4-inch line went all out Barnett. It got shaken right out of the ground there one Sunday morning. Mm. And we had to get out there in a hurry because here was the water just pouring out everywhere.
Well, it sounds like you and your crew provided a very valuable service to Burnaby over decades.
Well, yeah, you see,
it can't develop without water.
Oh, you think back over the years of different little things that happened, but I can't. I just think that I was able to keep the system, or the system was kept running, through my guidance, and also especially through the foreman I had, because after all, they were the ones that did the work. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing to go out there right now and start walking, fixing up a water line or something, but you go out there 2 and 3 in the morning when it's colder and the sun is bent, and everybody says, when's the water going to be on? Mm-hmm. Well, we're not sure, madam.
But you're working on it.
Yeah. Well, they have different ways of setting up their crews. I mean, the way they do it now is could be altogether different. I don't know. I just haven't bothered checking lately. I still go to BCIT. Sometimes we put the fellow in there on a course, you know, to give him a little training and that. But it's they've got so many. The higher ups in the department don't get out, I don't think, get out as much and see how it's going on. Well, why don't they get out? Well, because we get back to the old thing that I don't think they're doing the work themselves. Mm-hmm. And they don't have anything to do with the outside. Right. See what happened out at Barnett there a couple of years ago when they hit that oil line.
Oh, yes, yes.
I mean, you know, there was no doubt about it. The plan was wrong. But, you know, when you got the lawyers fighting one another, it's not very nice when you get put on the... We had a couple of lawsuits.
Oh, really, in your early
over,
days?
Yeah, like nothing big, but somebody would want to take you to court because they lost a part of their yard or something due to a water line breaking.
And wash it.
You know, especially, you can appreciate the difference in the water at, the, say, Imperial and Patterson. And Marine, you know, that, so there's an awful lot of pressure.
Right, so if there's a break in the pipe.
If you're up above. But you see, this pressure here in Burnaby, it runs anywhere from 60 PSI to about out on the Barnett Road. It at one time it hit 200 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Out along the Barnett Road, that used to be 200 pounds and so along there. Yeah.
Well, why don't we wrap it up? I mean, we've been talking for close to an hour here now. So I'd like to thank you for sharing your recollections of working on the Burnaby Water System. As I say, many years of valuable service.